I'd like to read something to you. This is from Jesus Always. And it's the reading for January 1st. I realize this is the 5th, but better late than never, right? Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. As you begin a fresh year, rejoice that I am continually working newness into your life. Don't let recent disappointments and failures define you or dampen your expectations. This is the time to make a fresh start. I am a God of unlimited creativity. Expect me to do surprising things in this year that stretches out before you. Today is a precious gift. The present moment is where I meet with you, beloved. So seek my face throughout this day that I have made. And I would also add, or expand it, seek my face throughout this year that I have made. I have carefully prepared it for you with tender attention to every detail. I want you to rejoice and be glad in it. Search for signs of my loving presence as you journey along the path of life. Look for the little pleasures I have strewn alongside your pathway, sometimes in surprising places, and thank me for each one. Your thankfulness will keep you close to me and help you find joy in your journey. I love these little books. I think Sarah Young is a very talented and inspired author. And that was just so in tune with what I wanted to share with you this morning. Last week, the subject was out with the old. It was time to take stock, look at our lives and our possessions and everything about us, our attitudes, our preferences, our hobbies, our habits, our traditions, and see, is there anything perhaps that the Lord would have us let go of to make room? Because otherwise our lives just get so cluttered. And it takes up so much of our time and attention that we miss some of the important things in life or the things that God wants to show us. But it's more than that. This is the beginning of a new year, and the Lord wants to bring new things into our lives. He is a God of creativity. He is constantly creating. And He has new things for us. But we need to make room for those new things. So for any of you who are willing to say, to let go of some of the things that God might be speaking to you about, well, may He bless you abundantly in that, as you make room for the new things that He wants to bring into your life and into this church. There are many things that He wants to do here and wants to show us. There are many ways in which He wants to reveal Himself to us like we've never seen Him before. And that's a wonderful thing. This, to me, is going to be a great year. We have seen the Lord move in these past several years. And each year we have seen a little bit more and a little bit greater things and how His hand has worked and how His power has been revealed even through us. We have accomplished so much, and I say we, but really it's Him accomplishing things through us. But yet He wants to be able to do so much more through His people here. Things beyond our wildest imaginations, things that we couldn't even dream that were possible, He wants to do. But we need to make room for the changes that might require. Now, I don't have any agenda, and I don't have any idea what some things might be that He wants to either change or bring into our lives, or how He might want to reveal Himself to us. I just know that he wants to. I just know that he has greater things planned for us. And I think we need to be ready. We need to be ready for him to move amongst us. And yes, that probably will involve some changes. Changes in each one of us individually and personally. But maybe changes in the way we do things. Maybe changes in the things that we do. Maybe there are some things that he wants us to let go of and not do anymore so he can bring something new in. I don't know. But I do know that he will reveal those things to us as time goes by. I'd like to read a couple of scriptures to you, and the first one is from Isaiah chapter 42. It says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And then from the next chapter in Isaiah, it says, Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters. You think sometimes the path is a little rough? Maybe the waters are a little choppy? We need to learn to walk on them, don't we? But he makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, just like he did during the Exodus when the Israelites left Egypt and he parted the Red Sea and they walked through on dry land. He wants to similarly do things for us like that. I'm not saying physically part waters, but using that as an example or a metaphor. There is nothing before us that cannot be surmounted. There is no obstacle that cannot be removed or parted from before us and before our God. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Some things it's time to get rid of. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? And there's the question. Shall we not know it? That the Lord wants to do new things? Shall we not be expecting new things? Shall we not be expecting the Lord to do great things? Because after all, he is God. He is a God of great things. Why shouldn't we expect that from him? Why should we settle for just little things when our God is so great and mighty and awesome? There is much that he wants to do here. And I believe there are many, many blessings ahead for us as we open our hearts and our minds and embrace what he has for us. To see him in new ways, to experience him in new ways, to rejoice in him, perhaps even in new ways. The Lord has done a lot in changing us over the past number of years. We've been open to new things. Our services have changed somewhat. We do things differently now than we did, like when I first got here. 12 years ago, 13 years ago, whatever it is. But that's because the Lord is revealing things to us. He's saying there's a better way. There's more to living an abundant life than what we've experienced to date. There's more joy to be had. There's more love to experience. There are more blessings to be bestowed. And these are all promises from him. So as each day passes in this new year, be expectant. There might be something just around the corner that is a tremendous blessing to us, his people. We might have to be patient for a while. I don't know. But I do expect that this year is going to be a glorious one. We're going to experience our God like never before. And our hearts are just going to be filled with joy and love for him and worship because of who he is. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And let us live in that light. Because when there is light, there is vision, and you can see. And that's what he wants. He wants us to be able to see him, see his hand at work, to see each other, perhaps in new ways, and to experience him like never before. These are exciting days that we live in for a number of different reasons. But one of the best reasons is because he is here. He is among us. He loves us. And he intends to do great and wonderful things here. 2020, that's interesting. Do we have 2020 vision? Think about that. That's what we need. Vision for this year. And the Lord wants to give it to us. Be ready, be open, be prepared. Great things are on the horizon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you are amongst your people here. Thank you that you are working here amongst us. And thank you that you are changing us and instilling in us hope for the future. And not only hope, but the faith to believe you for great and wonderful things. We've seen your hand at work these past years, Lord. We've seen wonderful things happen, but this is nothing compared to what you have in store. And I know I've said that before, but it's nevertheless true. Each year I think we have seen growth. We have seen greater experiences with you and your hand at work. There's nothing that is impossible for you, Lord. Help us to believe, to hold on to you. Help us to grow in our faith and to always be expectant, because you definitely are a God of creativity. We see that in the world around us, such a variety of things, of creatures, of just wonderment in your creation. And we know, Lord, that you're not finished yet. There's still much that you want to do. Come, Lord, be amongst us like never before. May your Spirit fall upon us and bless us. And may we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.